Good afternoon. Welcome to UDU Radio. I'm your host, Galen. This is 101.9 FM CITR, broadcasting from DBC campus here on the west side of Vancouver, which is unceded Musqueam territory. Going till noon. Playing you some chill stuff for now. Nice rainy music. Getting some acid later. Maybe a little bit of funk. Keep it locked.
No.
Tracks last week. Nessie's Revenge. This is Orb. And Waterpark is actually Coton, a local producer here in Vancouver. And the track before this is actually the ambient version of Nessie's Revenge, the track that I think is named after Water Slide in the West Edmonton Mall. Before that was Shanti Celeste Thoughts, that came out on Idle Hands, which is a Bristol label, which is where she's from. And the first track we started off with, 410 Memories, that's off his new energy album that came out on Tex Records. So it's nice weather for ducks here in Vancouver. I don't think that's how the saying goes. But we're just going to be playing some chill house music. Have a few friends popping by to talk Cuddy sessions. Give a couple shout outs. Just like usual. Just like old times. listening to UDU Radio on 101.9 FM, CITR, here on the UBC campus. And this is Roberto Junkrutter, coming out on Good Timing. Roberto's based in Toronto. And before that, you heard J2G Fathom 5, which came out on 1080p, which is a local sort of cassette-based label here in Vancouver. Started out doing cassettes. I think they branched out a little bit. But very important in the formation of the underground scene over the last 5-6 years. Going to 12. Got a Cuddy Sessions tonight. Waiting for some of the Cuddy Sessions Massive to come through. So keep it locked. All right, we're back here. Episode number 15 of UDU Radio on 101.9 FM CITR. We've got some guests in the studio, but the question is, does the microphone work for them? So, speaking to the microphone.
Yo, can you hear me?
You do you!
Okay, we've got Max, Cutty Sessions Massive, Donka, Originator, got Ben Gulliver, film enthusiast, dog owner. Get that mic in there. What do we got?
Just reading the interview here in Discorder magazine with your boy Galen talking about You Do You. It's looking good here. You got a nice flow in your interview style. It's very nice. You seem very charming via text.
Very charming.
I am the most charming via text, actually.
I'm liking what you're doing here, Galen. I'm liking the show. I'm liking being back out of UBC. It seems like things are thriving over here.
Are you an alumnus?
No. I tell people I am, though.
All right. Thank you for bringing that up. I wasn't going to do it on my own, but I am in the November issue of Discorder magazine, which is, it's the CITR newspaper, and this is the CITR station. So, I mean, it's like a little bit biased, but it's pretty dope. All right, we'll be back with some more chatter. Got some acid coming up. Thank you.
Hello.
Robin there?
This is Robin. Calling from London.
All right, excuse me. This is the first phone call that we've had, so I gotta see if I can get you in the speakers and in the studio here. One second.
Okay, amazing. Thank you.
It's all good. Mike, microphone, Max, Ben.
Hey, Robin, can you hear me?
Hi, yeah, this is Robin.
It's Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Yeah, your London partner.
Yes, London partner, how's it going?
We're doing good. It's a little rainy over here in Van City, but how's it going over there in foggy London town?
I would say that's about accurate. It's just foggy and cold and muggy.
Okay, Robin, just excuse me for 1 second. I don't mean to cut you off. My name's Galen. I'm not sure we've met before, but could you just explain to the listeners of the show here, how do you know these gentlemen? And, just give me a little bit of tidbit here.
Hi, Robin.
Hi. So basically, I know Max because we met when I moved to Vancouver about 6 years ago. And he and I just became instantly good friends because he's an all-round magic human being.
Aww.
And he very graciously introduced me to Beck. And likewise, that was just a synergy, and that was basically long story short. And then I just kind of didn't let them, ignore me. Basically.
Okay, that's amazing.
I'm going to cut you off there, Robin, again. I apologize for doing so, but nobody cares about us, unfortunately. What people do care about is where does a girl like you find yourself dancing in London on a Friday night?
Okay, so this is actually probably my favorite question ever. On a Friday night, there are three places that I would go to. One would be the Globe in Notting Hill, which is a sort of small kind of pub upstairs, and then downstairs, it's a one-room dance party with little booths. It's almost an American diner.
So the Globe in what part of town?
Notting Hill.
In Notting Hill.
Notting Hill. Then I would say Vision's Nightclub in East London. It's just old-school hip-hop. Quite grimy, kind of feels like a high school house party.
Visions, yeah, also, that's... Visions, that's where... Is that up in... that's up north there a little bit, right?
No. It's actually in East London, like round kind of Old Street, Shoreditch area.
Yeah, it's like north... Yeah, I lived in London for 2 years. I never made it to Visions, but I heard about it.
So we got Globe, we got Visions, East London. And where did we go see Sampa when I was in town there?
I have no idea. It's probably like one of those pop-up bars in Hackney or somewhere like that.
I thought it was a boiler room.
No clue.
Yeah, Ben thinks it was a boiler room. I think it was a sneaker shop, but...
No, Ben's right. It was actually a venue, the bar, I don't know the name of it, but it's right opposite the boiler room head offices in East London.
Mm. Oh, it was down near the docks.
Yeah.
I think.
So that was really fun.
What kind of music are you getting into nowadays, Robin, in the electronic genre?
Electronic, I'm not that well versed, but I like English grime, and I know that there are a lot of electronic mixes, like remixes right now, that are incorporating that. I think it just definitely makes you feel like you're in the UK when you have a bit of grime mix in there.
What do you think about Big Shaq, Roadman Shaq?
Pulling blanks here. This is very confusing.
You know, he's the song that's got like the scrubbery boop pop 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 pop. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's fabulous.
Oh, he's fabulous.
Yeah. I was hoping he wasn't a comedian, but I think somebody told me that he just said that it was all it's all a sham. It's just one big joke.
It was all a joke.
Yeah, but it's a good joke, and I'm still listening and watching.
The joke's on us.
Yeah, I like
seriously listening to it.
I like it. It's too good.
What were we listening to that night? Would that be considered grime? Or was that right?
No. I think it's kind of like somewhere between like emerging indie English music mixed with hip hop, mixed with grime. Like you guys should all check out TTY, this new group. It's a group of artists actually, but they all released under the same name, and they're really just on the brink of blowing up over here. And we were lucky enough to catch a part of them performing
TTY
the same night that we saw Sampa. TTY, yeah.
I'm on now. I gotta get on this grime game. I gotta get grimy.
London is crazy for just creating their own genres, which just mix like just, it just from like different parts of the city. Like South London has its own weird little, you know, pocket of this kind of grime, and then that kind of electro came from. It's crazy.
Yeah, I feel like there aren't really that many solid genres in a way, because it's always transforming and there's always someone else popping up who's doing a kind of musical collaboration with someone else, and next thing you know, you're like, oh wait, I've never heard anything like this before, but it's amazing.
Well, thank God for those truth. People.
Okay, Robin, thanks for calling in. I've been looping this track here for a few minutes, but we'll have to get a proper introduction one day.
Thank you, Robin. Love you, Robin.
100%.
Call you in a
Love
bit, Robin.
You guys. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much, Robin. Calling from London. UDU Radio's first caller ever.
Yeah, we just got worldly in this radio show, taking international calls. If there's any more callers out there, just, you know, what's the number? 604-822-2487.
That is the UDU hotline here at CITR 11.9 FM. All right, we're going to jump in to Young Man. Your Planet is Next, which is out on Studio Barnhus, or it's forthcoming. Be right back.
Young man on acid, thought he could fly.
You're listening to 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. This is UDU Radio. I've got Max in the studio. I've got Ben in the studio. And we've got room just before the hour for a couple more songs. Ben, you just put out a surf movie called The Sea Wolf.
Yep, a full-length surf movie. And in the surf film world, that's stupid brain. A surf movie feature is about 45 minutes. So, yeah, it's a 45-minute surf movie. And, yeah, it's all, like, cold places.
Yeah, I was there. I was there for I'm not saying that. No, I don't know that. But right, it was visually very, very beautiful and striking. I don't know much about surfing, but I know it's beautiful. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thanks, Galen.
Of course. We're going to play a song from the soundtrack. I've had Greg Beavis in here the last couple of weeks and chatted with him about that, although the mic was off for part of the interview. Tell us about how you worked with him a little bit on the soundtrack for this.
How it all came about was, I know that Greg is a very talented jazz drummer, and I wanted to score the movie with music that I actually liked, which is difficult because music is extremely expensive to get the rights for any sort of movie, especially independent films, if you don't have money backing you. So I realized I couldn't afford the music I actually liked, so I decided I was going to make my own music for the film. And it started with me asking Greg to essentially play some drums for me, and I would record it, and then I would play, you know, leads and melodies and whatever stuff over top of it. And from there, we kind of built into actually spending time together and creating a soundtrack that we actually liked and could, you know, that people actually thought was decent and would be any good. So, Greg and I put together about 100 tracks, and 15 of them were actually good. And this is one of them.
All right, we don't have a title for it, but...
All of our songs didn't have names. We just called them demo, whatever number they were along the line.
All right, let's have a listen. We'll be back to say goodbye in a few. Thank you. Okay, from one track into the next. This is the track that I was talking about with Greg about being pretty much off the Blade Runner soundtrack, I think.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Okay, well, this shouldn't ruin it for you, but this is right along the lines of the synth work. And I think, is this the Roly that you're using?
Yeah, I was using the Roly, which is an amazing instrument.
Sorry, let me turn the bass up. All right, we're just about out of time here. Thank you for coming in, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Galen.
all right, Cuddy Sessions tonight at the Boxcar. Show up, 9 p.m., have some pizza, have some beer, listen to some tunes. Dunkin's Donuts coming in right now. All right, everybody have a good weekend. Stay dry, stay safe, love each other.
It all to myself, kept it up.